Reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 12 of Antyalila, The Loving Dealings Between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannanda Pandit. Shuyatam, Shuyatam, Nityam, Giyatam, Giyatam, Muda, Chintayan, Chintayam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitamritam. O devotees, may the transcendental life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always be heard, chanted, and meditated upon with great happiness. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Jaya Maya, Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Kripa Sindhu Jaya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is all-merciful. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, who is an ocean of mercy. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Karuna Sagara, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana Kripa Purna Tanra. All glories to Advaita Charja, who is also an ocean of mercy. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose hearts are always filled with mercy. The mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always morose because of continuously manifesting feelings of separation from Krishna. The Lord would cry, Ha ha Krishna Prananatha Vajanjanandana Kahanyana Katan Pune Murli Vadana. The Lord would cry, O my Lord Krishna, my life and soul, O son of Maharaj Nanda, where shall I go? Where shall I attain you? O Supreme Personality who plays with your flute to your mouth. This was his situation day and night. Unable to find peace of mind, he passed his nights with great difficulty in the company of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. Meanwhile, all the devotees journeyed from their homes in Bengal to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Headed by Sivananda Sen, Advaita Charya and others, all the devotees assembled in Navadvip. The inhabitants of Kulinagram and Kanda village also assembled in Navadvip. Because Nityananda Prabhu was preaching in Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had ordered him not to come to Jagannath Puri. That year, however, he went with the rest of the party to see the Lord. Srivas Thakur was also there with his three brothers and his wife Malini. Acharya Ratna was similarly accompanied by his wife. The wife of Sivananda Sen also came, along with their three sons. Raghava Pandit joined them, carrying his famous bags of food. Vasudev Datta, Marari Gupta, Vidyanidhi, and many other devotees went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Altogether, they numbered 200 or 300. The devotees first saw Satyamata and took her permission. Then, in great happiness, they started for Jagannath Puri, congregationally chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sivananda Sen managed the payment of tolls at different places. Maintaining everyone, he guided all the devotees in great happiness. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, Gati refers to the different toll booths used by the jamindars to collect taxes in each state. Generally, this tax was collected to maintain the roads governed by the various jamindars. Since the devotees from Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri, they had to pass through many such toll booths. Sivananda Sen was in charge of paying the tolls. Sabara Sabha Karja Karena Dena Vasastan Sivananda Jani Udiya Patera Sadan Sandan. Sivananda Sen took care of everyone and gave each devotee places to stay. He knew all the paths leading to Orissa. One day, when the party was being checked by a toll collector, The devotees were allowed to pass, and Sivananda Sen remained behind alone to pay the taxes. The party went into a village and waited beneath a tree because no one but Sivananda Sen could arrange for their residential quarters. Nityananda Prabhu, meanwhile, became very hungry and upset. Because he had not yet obtained a suitable residence, he began calling Sivananda Sen ill names. Sivananda Sen has not arranged for my residence, he complained, and I am so hungry I could die. Because he has not come, I curse his three sons to die. Hearing this curse, Sivananda Sen's wife began to cry. Just then, Sivananda returned from the toll station. Crying, his wife informed him, Lord Nityananda has cursed our sons to die because his quarters had not been provided. Sivananda replied, You crazy woman, why are you needlessly crying? Let my three sons die for all the inconvenience we have caused Nityananda Prabhu. After saying this, Sivananda went to Nityananda Prabhu, who then stood up and kicked him. Very pleased at being kicked, Anandita hoila Shivai para prahanapan, Sigravasa ghara koila gora ghara gya. Very pleased at being kicked, Sivananda Sen quickly arranged for a milkman's house to be the Lord's residence. Sivananda Sen touched the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and led him to his residence. After giving the Lord his quarters, Sivananda Sen, being very pleased, spoke as follows. Aji more britya kori angikara koila yemana aparada brityeda yoga phala dila. Today, you have accepted me as your servant and have properly punished me for my offense. My dear Lord, you're chastising me as your causeless mercy. Who within the three worlds can understand your real character? The dust of your lotus feet is not attainable even by Lord Brahma. Yet your lotus feet have touched my wretched body. Today, my birth, my family, my activities have all become successful. Today, I have achieved the fulfillment of religious principles, economic development, satisfaction of the senses, and ultimately devotional service to Krishna. When Lord Nityananda heard this, he was very happy. He rose and embraced Sivananda Sen in great love. Being very much pleased by Nityananda Prabhu's behavior, Sivananda Sen began to arrange residential quarters for all the Vaishnavas headed by Advaitacharya. One of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's characteristics is his contradictory nature. When he becomes angry and kicks someone, it is actually for that person's benefit. Sivananda Sen's nephew, Srikanta, the son of his sister, felt offended, and he commented on the matter when his uncle was absent. He said, My uncle is well known as one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lord Nityananda Prabhu asserts his superiority by kicking him. After saying this, Srikanta, who was only a boy, left the group and traveled on alone to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Srikanta offered obeisances to the Lord, he was still wearing his shirt and coat. Therefore, Govinda told him, My dear Srikanta, first take off these garments. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, One is forbidden to enter the deity room or offer anything to the deity while wearing a shirt or coat. In the tantras, it is said, Anyone who offers respects and obeisances to the deity while wearing garments on the upper portion of his body is condemned to be a leper for 7 births. As Govinda was warning Srikanta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Don't bother him. let Srikanta do whatever he likes, for he has come here in a distressed state of mind. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Srikanta about all the Vaishnavas, and the boy informed the Lord about them, naming them one after another. When Srikanta heard the Lord say, he is distressed, he could understand that the Lord is omniscient. As he described the Vaishnavas, therefore, he did not mention Lord Nityananda's kicking Sivananda Sen. But meanwhile, all the devotees arrived and went to meet the Lord. We shall end here and continue very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.